Hey, football fans. The past couple days we've covered value picks, the top five value picks at the quarterback position, the running back position, and today we're going to do the wide receiver position. First one on my list, you got to wonder what's going to happen with Peyton Manning now that his favorite target isn't going to be there. Who's going to get those catches? The obvious choice is going to be Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne certainly has the ability to get the job done, and I would fully expect him to step up, and that's where all the catches are going to be. A big year from Wayne, I'm expecting. A big, big year. Of course, there's some concerns about Peyton Manning. You know, will he be able to step it up a bit? He is getting a little older, and, you know, the whole Indianapolis team is aging a little bit. You got to wonder a little bit about the running game. But still, Wayne's the man now. Roy Williams in Dallas, also the man now. Terrell Owens gone. Williams steps up. Should get a significant amount of catches. Should easily surpass 1,000 yards, you would think. I see his quarterback, Romo, coming around, probably having a solid year. You got to expect that Williams is going to get a lot of catches. A quarterback that kind of would worry you is in New York playing with the Jets. Sanchez, the rookie, how's he going to work out? Nobody knows for sure, but every indication is that he's a solid player. Every indication is he's going to start. Every indication is that he's going to be able to get the ball to Jericho Cotchery. Jericho is surely, he's a real solid receiver also. And as long as he has a quarterback to get the ball to him, you got to expect big things from Cotchery. Terrell Owens in Buffalo now. Yeah, Buffalo. Gone from Dallas, moved over to Buffalo. Terrell's always been the big name receiver. You got to kind of expect him to make a big impact on the Bills. You got to kind of expect that at least the honeymoon between him and the Bills to last through this year. I would say a late round pick, yeah, he's well worth it. So don't be too afraid to take him. He hasn't done anything to really anger anybody in Buffalo yet. So expect big things from him. He's got a good running game. Offensively, they got a good running game. They got a solid quarterback. Could be the Buffalo's putting together a pretty decent team. The last but not least, Chad Ochocinco Johnson in Cincinnati. You got to think Carson Palmer bounces back this year, and with him comes Johnson, or I should say Ochocinco. But anyway, I think he gets to the point where he's going to put up some pretty good numbers with Hoshmanzada. I think he moved out. I'm not even sure who their second receiver is now, but I gotta expect Johnson is gonna put up some decent numbers. Okay, done with wide receivers, running backs, and quarterbacks. Hope that you got a chance to listen to all three of them. Shortly we'll put up tight ends. Might be hard to come by five tight ends that I would consider value picks, but I'll certainly take a shot at it. We'll get tight ends and maybe even do defenses and kickers. Talk to you soon.